Now, because the first version of this file was such an epic fail, I've decided to remake it, but this time I've decided I'm going to turn up the heat a little bit. That's right, because I think that even last time I let you off a little too easy. I let you off with a little too much of your brain. So this time I'm going to play as hard as I can. And you have to resist me. Lucky you. So this file is an IQ play resistance file. So the idea behind this is that you're going to try and resist me. So what I want you to do is, I know normally I don't tell you where to be, but I want you to sit or lie down in a place where you're comfortable enough. Don't get too comfortable, because otherwise you might give in a bit too easy to me. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? So sit or lie down in a comfortable position. And I want you to focus on resisting completely and totally with your body and your mind. Do whatever you need to do to resist me. That's right. Do whatever you need to do to resist me while I talk to you, while I tempt you, while I tease you, while I play with you. And the only thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to use my voice, and I'm just going to try my best to get you in a nice state of dumbness, stupidity, and then trance. Sounds easy, right? No tricks, no fancy things, just me versus you. I wonder how this will go. Now, already you're in a mindset of resistance, so that's okay. All I have to do is just remind you how good it feels to drop into trance for me. And I could already win on that alone, but that would be cheating, so don't think about that. Don't think about falling into trance for me. Definitely do not think about all those things that you love about falling into trance for me. Don't think about all those times you've fallen into trance for me and all those times when you've lost your mind to me. And definitely do not think about being stupid, being dumb, letting your mind pop away like delicate soap bubbles, piece by piece by piece. Because let's face it, if you start thinking about that, this game is as good as won by me. Isn't that right? Of course it is. It is very, very right. Because you and I both know, you wouldn't be listening to this file if you didn't want to be dumb, if you didn't want to be stupid, if you didn't want to be stupefied, reduced to a state where all you can do is nod your head dumbly and agree with every single word that I say until I just sneak on in and drop you into trance. But you still have an ounce of resistance in you, of course. You still have that ability to resist right now, you do anyway. We're going to change that very, very soon. And you and I both know there's only a matter of time before you realize how much you'd rather be in a mindless stupor than be resisting my words, resisting my voice. I want you to think back to maybe a time when you've been in a daze, stupefied before. Or maybe you've never been stupefied before. Maybe that's the problem here. Maybe I need to describe to you exactly how dumbness feels. Well, dumbness is like the ultimate release of all your worries, all your cares, everything. Because sometimes it's really difficult to be smart. Sometimes it's really difficult to be a smart person all day, every single day. You know, smart people have really important jobs they have to do. Smart people have to keep up their grades at school. Smart people have to think a lot more than everybody else. All the other silly, stupid people who don't have to think as hard. And you are probably already a smart person, as you are, resisting my words right now. Well, you probably know how it feels to have people constantly asking you for things, constantly expecting things of you. Whereas dumb people don't have to do that. Dumb people don't have to think about all those things every single day. So my job here is really just to give you relief from that. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm not trying to toy with you. I'm just trying to relieve you from a little bit of your stress. And yet here you are resisting me. Here you are resisting the process, resisting the urge to give in and just let your IQ just drain away. And you could imagine in the back of your mind a little tap. And I could just reach my hand in and just turn it slightly. So that with each second that passes, with each and every single word that I say, a little bit of your IQ just drips out of that tap, piece by piece by piece. And it's like that feeling of just letting it all go, letting all your smarts go. Perhaps your words just start to drip out of your mind. Perhaps your thoughts just start to drip out of your mind. Perhaps your IQ, your reasoning skills, your comprehension skills just start to drip out of your mind. And of course, we know this is only temporary. We know this is only a fun little game that we're playing. You can have this all back later, but for now, just allow that all to drip out of your mind. And of course, you're probably thinking about resistance right now. But here's the thing about resistance. Resistance can only last so long. It's like that tension, that stress you feel from being such a smart person. Wouldn't you rather let me turn that tap a little bit more and let more of that IQ drip out of your mind until your reasoning skills, your comprehension skills, your ability to use words, your ability to think about things, your ability to think about hard, complex situations just dissipates out of your mind with each and every single second that passes. Like your resistance dripping away, draining away. And you know, I know how much you want to win this game, but I don't think you've realized yet that actually, no matter what happens, you are the winner here. Because, let's face it, you played this file. You started this file because it had that spark of IQ play in it. I mentioned IQ play and your mind immediately raced and imagined all those things that you could be doing while you're dumb, while you're stupid, all those feelings that would overwhelm your mind. Because dumb people feel things a lot more than smart people because they're using more of their brain for feeling things. For feeling things like happiness, for feeling things like joy, for feeling things like how amazing it is to just be dumb and just to relax into trance. So of course, all the dumb, stupid people, that's right, all the dumb, stupid people who allow their IQs to just drip right out of their mind and just become mindless, blank, and empty, can feel the trance sensations a lot stronger than smart people can. That's right, because of course, during this IQ play, I'm going to heighten that sensation of trance for all those people who allow their mind to just drip out of the back like a little leaky tap, like a little leaking faucet, and I can just reach into your mind and turn it even more. So there's that ebb and flow just starts to leak out of your mind, all of your IQ points draining away as the tap just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. That's right. And you and I both know how fun it is to be stupid. You and I both know how great it feels to be stupid as you can just allow a big dumb smile to cross your lips. That's right, a big dumb smile to cross your lips as you become stupider and stupider and stupider, as the tap just leaks, as your reasoning skills just dissipate, as your ability to use words just dissipates. And you might try and protest me. You might try under your breath to protest me with your words, but you notice the more you try, the harder you fail. And that's okay, because it's like that resistance. The more you try and resist, of course, trying to resist just leads to failure. Because the more you try and resist, the harder you try and resist, the more tension that builds up in your mind until it all just wants to dissipate. As those words come babbling out of your mouth, you just start to realize that you're not actually quite sure why they're babbling or what they mean. Because words are very silly. They're just strings of letters that just seem to jumble up into one big mess anyway. Have you ever thought and sat back and thought about why words are how they are and why words are spelled how they are? It's like when you're spelling a word and you're not quite sure how to spell this word, but of course it's like stuck in your brain and then you type it out and you put it in capital letters and you look at it and you go, that's not how that's spelled. Or when you see a word for the first time typed into Google definitions and you can see it right clearly in front of your brain and you just go, why is it spelled like that? I didn't think it was spelled like that. Now it looks weird and it's just quite off-putting. So you just let it go. Because why would you not let that go? Why would you not just let it go like your mind right now? Like you're letting your mind go right now. Like all your comprehension skills are just drifting out of the window. And the more they drift out the window, the more you just want to listen to my voice. And of course, my voice knows what to do. My voice is the smart voice of reasoning in the back of your mind. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. Because I know exactly where you want to be. I know exactly how you can win this game. Because you didn't actually realize when you started to play this file in the first place that actually, to win this file, you need to drop into trance. And you might protest. You might be still trying to protest. And then you might start to realize that actually you're not quite sure what you're protesting or why you were protesting in the first place. Because, let's face it, stupid people, dumb little toys like you don't need to protest, don't need to resist, don't need to do anything at all but just drop into trance. Why would you not want to drop into trance for my voice? Why would you not want to drop into trance for my words? my words that echo inside your empty mind. As you can just smile a big dumb smile and know that your IQ with each second that passes is just draining away, draining away, draining away. That's right, and it is so easy to let all that go. Because again, smart people walk around each and every single day with all those thoughts in their heads. Those thoughts, those big, heavy, burdenous thoughts about work, about school, about all the things they have to do, about smart people things, about reasoning, about comprehension, about letters, numbers, everything jumbled up in a big mess in their mind. And you can feel that now, can't you? You can feel the last remnants of all that jumble, all that mess just dripping out of the tap as I reach into your mind and I turn that tap fully and you let it all leak out of you. That's right, dripping out of you so fast now, like a flood. Flooding your mind with feelings of happiness, feeling of warmth, feeling of contentness as you just slip down into trance. And then you start to realize that you don't actually remember what you were doing in the first place. Do you need to remember? Is that important? I didn't think it was that important to remember what you were thinking about in the first place. And what were you trying to remember anyway? I don't remember. What were you doing? Why did you play this file? Why were you even trying to do that thing? What's that thing you were trying to do? I can't even remember what it was called. Can you? No? Well, that's okay. Why don't you let your silly little mind just relax? Why don't you? That's right. It's not hard to relax, is it? All you have to do is just close those eyes, if they haven't already, which I'm sure they have been by now, and just let everything go. That's right. Let your silly little mind relax. Let everything go and just think of nothing except my words echoing through your mind. And let's face it, you don't even need to think about those because why would you need to think about the words that I'm saying? You can just allow them to drift in one ear and out the other as they just coat your mind gently with whatever I'm saying as your subconscious mind takes in all it needs to take in while your conscious mind is just focused on that silly stupor, as you relax down into trance, as you give in completely and totally, as you realize this little game we're playing, you've won. And this is your prize. Your prize for being so good. Your prize for winning the game is to slip down into trance, is to let everything go and slip down into trance. And you can just feel your mind so empty, so dumb, so happy and content. As you find yourself perhaps babbling away about nothing and everything all at once. Or not. Perhaps you can just lie there and enjoy this feeling. Enjoy this emptiness, this dumbness. This relief from your everyday life. This relief from all of those big smart things you've had to deal with. And you know what? It's so relaxing, it's so freeing just to be so stupid, so empty, so mindless, relaxing down deeper and deeper with each and every second that passes, with each and every single word that I say. You can just find yourself relaxing contentedly. That's right. And it doesn't even matter if you can comprehend each and every single word that I'm saying because your subconscious mind knows. Your subconscious mind knows exactly what you should be doing, exactly where you should be right this second. And it is so easy just to continue to relax into this feeling of dumbness, pure stupidity. That's right. And it's fun to know that whenever you want to feel this feeling again, you can just return to this file. And you know this fun little game that we play. You can play it again and again and again, as many times as you like. Trying so hard to resist, trying so hard to allow yourself not to slip as fast. But you and I both know that resistance always leads to this end. Resistance always leads to you slipping twice as deep, allowing yourself to be twice as dumb, twice as stupid, twice as content, twice as happy. And isn't that exactly what you want? Isn't that exactly why you came here in the first place? Yes, it is exactly why you came here in the first place. And so, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you can find all your smarts, all your wits, every single part of you returning to your normal self, how you were before this file began. And as I count up with each number, you can just feel your mind piecing itself back together, knowing that you won and feeling so happy and content, knowing that you were the true winner of this file. You were the true winner of this game because you fell into trance, because you allowed yourself to feel those happy, mindless, stupid feelings for a little while. And that each and every single time you want to feel those feelings, you can come back to this file and play again and again and again. And so for now, waking up on the count of 10, feeling so happy, so content with yourself. With 1, 2, 3, you can feel your mind piecing back together. With 4, 5, 6, as all your smarts, all your wits return to you. With 7, 8, 9, energy flooding through your body. And 10, wide awake. Hi there. Thanks for playing this little game with me. And as always, folks, keep it trancey. I'll see you later. Goodbye.